Welcome to episode 4 of the New LifeSpring Family Bible. Take 2. Had a little recording problem the first time around. So here we go again. I hope you're doing better than me today. Oh my, it's been a warm day here in Southern California. Maybe that's why I forgot to push the right record button. My brain got fried or something. Anyway, it's been nearly 90 degrees here today. As the TV weather folks will most likely report on this evening's news, it's been unseasonably warm. Hey, have you been watching the History Channel series of the Bible? What are your impressions? Do you like the show? Does it seem accurate to you? Are you okay with the way the Bible is being presented? What about the acting and production values? Let me know. You know how to get in touch with me. And if you don't, I'll be talking about it on the other side of the show. My pastor also happens to be my brother-in-law. His wife is my wife, the lovely Lady Leanne's sister. Her name is Lori. Today on her Facebook timeline, Lori gave a shout out for the New LifeSpring Family Bible, saying, "There's been a lot of talk about some of the inaccuracies in the Bible miniseries on the History Channel." Well, this is a great way, referring to the LifeSpring Family Bible, this is a great way to find out the true stories. Cool. Thank you, Lori. I appreciate you doing that. Today we're going to be reading Genesis chapters 6 and 7 from the English Standard Version. Let's go. Genesis chapter 6. When man began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of man were attractive, and they took as their wives any they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh. His days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of man, and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men who were of old, the men of renown. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God, and Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits, its breadth, 50 cubits, and its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark, and finish it to a cubit above, and set the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds according to their kinds, and of the animals according to their kinds, of every creeping thing of the ground according to its kind. Two of every sort shall come into you to keep them alive. Also take with you every sort of food that is eaten, and store it up. It shall serve as food for you and for them. Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. Genesis chapter 7. Then the Lord said to Noah, Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of all clean animals, the male and his mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and his mate, and 7 pairs of the birds of the heavens also, male and female, to keep their offspring alive on the face of the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground. And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came upon the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Of clean animals and of animals that are not clean, and of birds and of everything that creeps on the ground, two and two, male and female, went into the ark with Noah, as God had commanded Noah. And after 7 days the waters of the flood came upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened. And rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day Noah and his sons, Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Noah's wife and the 3 wives of his sons with them, entered the ark, they and every beast according to its kind, and all the livestock according to their kinds, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, every winged creature. They went into the ark with Noah, 2 and 2 of all flesh in which there was the breath of life. And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. The flood continued 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed so mightily on the earth that all the high mountains under the whole heaven were covered. The waters prevailed above the mountains, covering them 15 cubits deep, and all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds, livestock, beasts, all swarming creatures that swarm on the earth, and all mankind. Everything on the dry land in whose nostrils was the breath of life died. He blotted out every living thing that was on the face of the ground, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens. They were blotted out from the earth. Only Noah was left and those who were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days. May God bless the reading of His Word. So, today we heard the first mention of the Nephilim. There's a lot of speculation about those beings. What are your thoughts? Steve@lifespringmedia.com, Twitter @_SteveWeb_, and by the way, there's 2 B's in Web, #LifespringMedia, and of course, our Facebook group. You can search for Lifespring Media. Also, give me your feedback on the Bible miniseries on the History Channel. Let's have a conversation here. Hey, I hope you have a fantastic weekend and that you make some time to gather with God's people, to worship, to learn, and to be used by God as a part of Christ's body. In the last 2.5 months, I've really learned more about how important that is to be a part of Christ's body, to be plugged in with a group of believers. I've been a part of my church for nearly 25 years, probably. And these last couple of months, it's really been driven home to me how important it is that we lift one another up and that we bear one another's burdens. As some of you may know, my son, Stephen, my middle boy, 21, almost died right after the first of the year. And boy, I tell you what, the prayers of God's people have really helped carry us through. And just the help and support that I've gotten from that group of people, not just my church, but other people from around the world and here locally that have heard about what's been going on with Stephen and our family, have really helped out, not just with prayers, but also with gifts, just helping to help get us through. It's really been a challenge to make it, you know, be brutally honest. Our faith has carried us. I mean, our faith in God hasn't wavered. We've never come to the place where we've said, where is God? But to know that you're being prayed for and that people are loving you and, you know, bringing you to the throne of God practically around the clock has been a wonderful thing. And so if all that to say, if you're not a part of a church body, I really encourage you to do that. You may feel like you can, you know, make it on your own. But let me tell you, there comes a time in life where you need to have the support of your brothers and sisters in Christ. And so it's better to get plugged in before you need them and build relationships than to, come in at the last minute and, wonder why, people are standoffish because they don't know you. So anyway, I'll get off my soapbox for now and say that I will be talking with you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.